begin recording.
Recording in progress.
And with that, I will bring to order the regular meeting of Thursday, September 29th, 2022 of the Georgetown Divide Public Utility District Finance Committee. I want to thank all of you for your patience online as we got everybody squared away and got a quorum together. We still are going to try to be respectful and thrifty with folks' time and get through our agenda pretty well. My name's Andy Fisher. I'm sitting in for Chairman Steve Miller, who's unable to be here today, but otherwise the vice chair. So take the gavel today. Our first item of business called order, and I'm going to ask our brand new general manager, Nick Schneider, if he would lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Be my honor. Just find your nearest flag and repeat after me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Second item is the adoption of agenda.
Excuse me, we have to do the roll call. We have it on the record. That's just a little something.
All right, roll call. We have Bob Stofgren.
Here.
Robert Stovall.
Here.
And myself, Andy Fisher, present. Our Board of Directors liaisons, Mike Thornborough.
Here.
Mitch McDonald.
Here.
And I believe that is the roster that we have today.
Correct.
Moving on to the adoption of the agenda. Has everyone had a chance to look at the agenda and a motion of adoption?
So moved.
Second.
Stofgren moves, Stovall second. All in favor?
Aye.
The agenda is adopted. We move now on to item number 3, public forum. Any member of the public may address the Finance Committee on any matter within the jurisdictional authority of the Finance Committee. Public members desiring to provide comments must be recognized by the committee chairman. The Finance Committee will hear communications on matters not on the agenda, but no action will be taken. I will begin by acknowledging an email that was received by Mr. Pro, requesting the public information request. I'm going to ask our general manager to summarize that email. I believe Mr. Pro is here in person, who may want to elaborate on that. But because of its length, we'll summarize it here. That email will be distributed to members of this committee, and staff can respond.
The summary of the email states: a lack of response to previous public information requests. Items that have been requested are information in regard to water releases, whether there is treated water, flood waters. There is a number of other requests within the email chain. There are a number of responses from board members and also previous staff member general managers. I would request from you, Mr. Pro, the opportunity to address this email, address your concerns, and work up a request of this information and something that will meet with your satisfaction. I understand that this has been something that you have been working on for a long time, and I will request your patience on this. But I will also work diligently to get you the information that you're requesting. Did you have anything you'd like to add, Mr. Pro?
No, I just want the district to be more transparent in its actions, not only with its own members, but also with the public. When things are happening, as in during the mosquito fire, occurrences have happened where water was turned off for whatever reason or stopped flowing, and to try and get answers, we get virtually nothing. We have to drag it out. And then we had a member of the board, I believe, a new member of the board, making responses on Facebook that weren't accurate, and I don't think that there's any provision for members of staff making Facebook responses to the public all by herself, and this needs to be corrected. especially with the mosquito fire, there's the majority of the watershed for GDPUD has been or will be impacted as a result of the mosquito fire, and yet we hear virtually nothing about it. I'm aware that there's going to be some discussions about it in the near future, but this has the ability, along with the previous fire in this area, to impact all of the Finance Committee's jurisdiction as far as providing input to the Board of GDPUD, and I would ask that all efforts be made so that the public is not blindsided or being kept totally in the dark in regards to this. It's just the transparency of GDPUD is dismal. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Pro. Thank you again for your patience. We do have one more hand up. I'll turn to other comments online on Zoom and then turn to members present here in the room to finish.
Is that Sheree?
Sheree, I cannot unmute you. Can you unmute yourself?
I think that's what she said. She had a problem doing that.
I was hitting there.
We can hear you.
I kind of have a bookkeeping kind of issue. The audios that are being put on the board meeting, the M4A audios, are like, one of them's 155 megabits, and the last irrigation meeting is 1.3 gigabytes. And that is near to impossible for me to download because I only get 10 gigabytes a month in my internet. So the open meeting going to be recorded with the hand recorder like they were in the past?
They are.
Instead of relying just...
They are being recorded with the hand recorder. We don't post those on the website, but if you're having an issue, we can send you those media files if you request it by email. I can email them to you.
Yeah, just if you can just be in person. I know some of those were Zoom meetings, and that's the only way maybe they could be recorded, but I couldn't believe one of them was 1.3 gigabytes. Very large files. So, okay, I'll get in touch with you. Thank you.
Very long meetings.
Thank you, Sheree. Noted.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have anyone else online that would like to make a comment before we turn to physical folks in the room here? I don't see anyone.
That's still Sheree.
No, just click off.
We're seeing no one else online. Let's turn to folks present in the room.
Stephen Dowd. I want to thank the Finance Committee for recommending my recommendation of the 10% increase to the delinquent ratepayers. I know they were going to do a 15%, and I recommend a 10, and thank you for passing that on to the board. That was the right decision. Thanks.
Very well. Seeing no one else for public comment, we will close public comment. Move on to item number 4, approval of minutes. Have folks had an opportunity to see the minutes from the last meeting? I didn't have any changes. I did want to say we did have conversation about our investment portfolio and the future of a financial advisor. If any of the liaison members or general manager has any comments on that, it's not a change. I'm just hoping for an update if there is one to be had. But otherwise, I had no other changes. We could do that during your reports.
I'd be happy to give it now or right now to give you that update or during my report, whatever you feel more comfortable with.
We'll go ahead and put it during your general manager's report. Any other comments or discussion? Here, if not, I'll ask for a motion on the approval of minutes.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Minutes are approved. Moving on to number 5, Finance Committee member committee comments and reports. Anyone have any reports from our liaisons or our Finance Committee members?
I've got some questions.
Are they related to the budget, or that we want to ask them during that time, or are they more appropriate? We leave it up to you whether you want to ask them now or during the budget report.
During the budget reports.
Okay. Hearing no others, move on to item number six, informational items. And I would just like to formally welcome our brand new general manager, Nicholas Schneider, and I believe you have introduced yourself as Nick, and I'll take it that we can call you as you've introduced yourself. So welcome. It's great to have you here. If you can tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure, I'd be glad to. Yes, thank you. Nick is great, Nick Schneider. Very happy and honored to be here as the general manager of the Georgetown Divide Public Utility District. A little bit of my background. I have a bachelor's degree from Penn State University in turfgrass management, a master's degree in environmental engineering from Cal State Fullerton, currently working on a PhD in public administration, also currently working on a professional engineer's license to go along with my degree. So my experience runs a number of previous jobs to the public sector. I worked in the golf course industry. I was a teacher. I have had numerous different roles that contacted with the public. Most recently, I worked for the Mojave Water Agency in numerous roles that had relating to both public information, outreach, water conservation, grants management, senior level management of the agency. I did that for approximately 9 years. And I have moved my family up to the area to take this position. So I'm very honored to be here, and I thank you for your allowing me to introduce myself.
Welcome. Is your professional engineer's license, is that going to be civil, or what branch of?
It will be civil, yes.
Outstanding. All right. Did you want to give, during this time, update on what we just talked about, the investment portfolio and that kind of thing?
Yeah, I'd be happy to do that. So in conjunction with staff, we are writing an RFP currently to look for a financial advisor to help us with investing the correct accounts here at the district that we can invest. So currently we utilize a LAIF account, but there are other public accounts that can be utilized to increase investments and thus increase infrastructure improvements and have a additional reserve for the district. So my goal for this is to have it to the finance committee in October to review the RFP, review a preliminary investment policy that will then go to the board for the November board meeting to be approved. The investment policy that we develop for the agency will be also part of the RFP, so that we will get input from that financial advisor, someone who has experience working with government and public agencies on correct investments, correct accounting. We will institute them to help us with the finalization of that investment policy. So, yes, that is definitely on our radar.
Excellent. One other thing I was going to ask about, an update on the impact of the fire. I believe I heard you were really still in data collection mode, but is there anything to report on the impact of the fire to the district?
Yeah, the down and dirty update is that we were very, very lucky. None of our infrastructure was affected. We did not lose any critical infrastructure. However, there are certain things that are of interest to us. There is many trees that are adjacent to or next to our open ditch canals that have the potential for either falling into the canals or creating erosion problems moving forward. So currently we are working to develop a plan. We have put in some requisitions to rent some equipment to fix some roads that are eroding so that we can still access our canals. We're also working with some local tree cutting organizations to get up into the area and provide strategic tree cutting to alleviate those erosion concerns. Unfortunately, when the a forest fire burns, it burns most of the lower brush, the things that hold the hill in place. And so we are very concerned of dirt movement as well as debris making it into the water supply. But we are taking every action that we can to eliminate that. Currently, we are working with FEMA, Cal OES, and El Dorado County on this. As of right now, we have until October 7th to indicate whether or not we would like to pursue FEMA funding. As of my professional opinion, I think that this is something that we will be doing. We also have on the docket for the October board meeting to declare a local state of emergency that will help us with procurement, with funding in the future. Currently, FEMA allows for 75% of any of our costs to be reimbursed if we are approved.
Thank you. I know that in the agency I work with in Placer County, last year we went through the river fire and you discover costs, the runoff of toxics from burned infrastructure. Fortunately, this fire didn't have a great deal of burned infrastructure. Erosion into canals, those costs do mount up over time, so I'm really pleased to hear that you're working with FEMA and keeping the doors open for emergency funding, because I think you tend to find more costs as days go by.
Yes.
I have a question.
Thank you for reminding me to open up this item. I do need to open these items up to public comment. So let me do that right now. Who do we have online there?
I think that was Stephen Pro.
Yep.
Go ahead.
I have a...
Is this Mr. Pro?
Yes, it is.
Go ahead.
Can you explain to me what the district is going to do in regards to CEQA and NEPA, in regards to any applications or work done on the ditch or any other infrastructure that may have been impacted as a result of the mosquito fire?
So, in regard to this work, we will be filing a NOE with CEQA. We will have to determine how in-depth FEMA would like us to take our NEPA process. Every federal agency that you receive funding from has their own NEPA process, so we cannot fulfill a NEPA until we are approved to be within their funding system. And so we will work directly with their NEPA analyst, and we will complete whatever environmental documents they require of us to receive that funding.
I understand. Will that include notice of the public to take part in the process?
To whatever extent possible, yes, we will allow the public to be a part of the process. This will be part of regular board meeting updates. Due to the cost of most of the work, it will require board action to have this approved. And at that time, we would welcome and invite any public to come in and comment on those processes and what our recommendations are moving forward. At the current stage, all of the work we are doing is low-cost, quick remediation work to ensure that we can make it through the first part of the rainy season. And then any of the long-term work that will be done on the system will be brought to the board for reminders and constant updates.
My question on that, you mentioned cost, and I'm talking about impacts on it, and the impacts should be identified and the public notified of what these impacts may be in a timely manner so they can have meaningful impact into the political process so that they don't get steamrolled.
Noted. Thank you, Mr. Pro.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the committee or any other public
questions?
Cherie's got
on Zoom.
Cherie, go ahead.
Yeah. I don't know if everybody's aware, GPUD does not have, easements along the whole ditch area. So if you go in and start cutting, you're going to have to probably talk to some of the property owners. So that's a big problem up here. They don't have easements all the way along the ditch area. Thanks.
Thank you. Any other public comment? Any other comments or questions from the committee? Hearing none, let's move on to item number 7. 7A, budget to actuals, period ending 8/31/2022. Turn to our general manager to give us a primer on how we're doing on the budget.
I'm going to turn this over to Jessica Buckle to go over the budget to actuals.
So this report is from August 1st to August, well, it's up until August 31st from July 1st. So the first page of the staff report that you can see in orange is our funds that we have remaining, and the blue are the expenses. Of course, that was up until August 31st, so we're almost at the end of September, so this will be updated pretty soon. Did anybody, I'm just wondering if everyone was able to review the budget to actuals, the budget report, and if you had any questions. It's a lot of information, so I'm not going to...
Are you saying that the the period activity includes July?
No, but the percentages and everything accumulating the totals, the totals of revenue that we have spent. So that first graph is not just what was available. It's not what was spent in August. It is the total to date as of August 31st, what remains and what we have used, the expenses that we've processed so far. But the budget report has period activity, which is August, mm-hmm. and then fiscal activity, which is everything up until this point. So you'll see miscellaneous revenue for the water fund, non-departmental. This period was $7,395, and the fiscal activity is $7,541. So, and then the percent remaining from what was budgeted for this year. And then on page 6 of 7 of the budget report, it shows the all the departments and the totals of what's remaining in the fiscal activity.
Can I ask a question about numbers on page 6 of 7?
Sure.
The bottom line left column, report surplus deficit in brackets, $1,110,000. That doesn't seem, that's a budget. That's per original budget, but that doesn't seem to include a couple of items that were in the budget that was approved by the board. It doesn't include CapEx, for example, and there's two other items that I'll find in a minute. But so how do you report actual expenditures to budgeted for CapEx?
If I'm trying to find that.
CapEx is a 3 of 7 capital improvement projects.
Business financing. I'd have the actuals compared to the very end of the blue header sheets. We have the actuals by fund compared to the time of year we're at.
What page are you on, Andy?
No.
So I'm looking at the end, the last page of the sheets that have the blue headers on them. And I would maybe request, I don't know how hard it would be, but there's several page number series within the finance report. If those could all be sequential all the way through, it would be helpful. But the last of the pages with the blue headers on them, the rolled up draft fiscal year 22-23 budget, and that does have our actuals as a percentage compared to our time of year.
Yeah, I can go ahead and put, in the future I can put page numbers on those, the Excel spreadsheet captures. The budget report ends at page 7, and then it goes into the monthly activity.
Okay, that answers part of my question. So, for whatever reason, it's in the sheets with the blue headers on it, but not in the budget report account summary sheets.
Yes, so the blue headers, I believe, are the balance sheets. So that would be section B. We haven't quite got there yet.
Okay.
Okay.
No, I'm glad you're bringing this up because this could potentially be just a Tyler technical issue that we'd need to correct.
Yeah,
because the
mind,
blue headers are the ones from my Excel spreadsheet.
In my mind, that figure of $1,110,000 should agree to the budget, total budget that the board approved, which is a different number.
Okay. Can you send me that in an email so that I
yes.
can look into it first thing tomorrow morning? Or whenever you get a chance to send the email?
I will.
Okay.
My note system is failing me. There's a couple of other items in the budget that I don't seem to see in the budget report account summary. Revenue for hydro and SMUD.
Is that 103?
Mm-hmm.
They're not in there, so I'm just letting you know. I don't see SMUD. I don't see hydro, and there's a category in the original budget called other, which is grant revenues and some other capital projects activity. They're not insignificant numbers. SMUD is 109,000 budgeted revenue, and if it's not in here, then it would be hard to see how you're doing compared to that expectation.
I can look into that in Tyler. Obviously, I can't research that right now, but...
Yeah.
It could be one of those things where they only cut us a check once or twice a year. So we haven't gotten to that point yet.
No, I know, but I mean, you should have a budgeted item somewhere in your report with
true.
No current activity.
Unless
then
that's
we can
other.
Ask the question of when are you expecting
I don't remember
to
ever
that
seeing
number.
A budget line for SMUD.
Okay, SMUD, hydro, and other.
Yeah, hydro is on page 7.
Oh, it is?
Well, in the fund summary, I'm just trying to look up what it says in the line item.
Yeah, it's not in the detail, though. Pages 1-6, I did not see hydro in there anywhere.
There is... Oh, that's also group summary. Let me check it.
I mean, we don't have to drill into that now, but I just, you know, am asking the question.
There is information on page 4-7, but it's just showing fiscal activity of $6,400.
Right, but no budget amount. So again,
correct.
The question is, how do we compare actual results to budget numbers?
I think we can gather that information
yeah.
for you.
Yeah, I feel like that's an error that these are all zeros.
Tyler issue.
Sounds like it looks like a Tyler issue. So I'm going to...
One more quick question.
Sure.
When do you expect to collect the surcharge revenues? Nothing's happened for 2 months. Is that a one-time?
Are you referring to any of the late charges?
No, this is surcharge.
Supplemental fees.
Supplemental
fees. I mean, those are collected every billing cycle. Are you talking about treated? Like when we send out the utility billing?
Well, it's account 4104. There's no current period activity. But yet you've got a budgeted...
What page are you on?
107.
Okay.
That's probably because... If you start July 1, it goes every 2 months. So they may not have collected any yet.
Okay, I'll buy that. Okay.
Mm. Yeah, because the bills on this fiscal activity went out
September
1st.
So there wouldn't have been any from
so,
July to August.
Yeah, because all of that revenue would have been charged back to the previous fiscal year.
Makes sense.
All right. And with that, I'm happy.
Wow. Any other questions or comments from the committee first, and then I'll turn to the public. Hearing no others from the committee, do we have any public questions or comments on the financial reports?
Yes.
There looks like one online from Cherie.
I don't think she knows how to put her hand down.
Cherie, if you, you there with us?
I got me unmuted.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here. At the end of the check report, I've been asking for a while about the EFTs, electronic fund transfers, and I noticed at the bottom there's a space for it, and there's nothing ever in there. I know I've been told that we were waiting for the Socrata to get up, but I think somewhere in these reports, there's probably the majority of the money that goes out in EFTs because that's salaries and all the benefits. And I don't ever see anything that actually lists each one of those items individually every month. Are we going to ever get that, you think?
Well, this is utility. Yeah. This is, the check report is accounts payable. We don't pay our employees that way. ADP is put somewhere else. So that's not, it's not exactly the same thing. It is an electronic funds transfer.
Yeah, we never get to see a summary of in all the other money that's going out that's not a check.
Okay, so if you go to the blue headings and go to 50, well, they're all, okay, so all the Excel spreadsheets that have the blue headings, those are our funds, and it's under...
I can barely hear you. I don't know if the microphone's not real close, or...
If you look at the pages in between the budget report and the check report that have the blue headings, on each fund, it has labor with overtime and standby pay, temporary labor, and part. We don't really have any part-time employees. That's where all of that, that's all salary and payroll.
Right, but it's not monthly, that's accumulated. And then how do we know that what's in there is an EFT and what's in there was actually paid by check?
Are you saying you want to see the detail of the EFTs?
Yeah, like we see the details of the
check.
We have three employees that get hard checks. And
No, but aren't most of our checks, aren't most of our payments going out in check? Physical check when we pay stuff?
Vendors, yes.
Yes. Yeah, so we're going to pay ADP, and then ADP is going to cut the checks, the EFTs for that. So any of that is not going to come and reflect on our system. Our system is going to reflect us paying the payroll to the third party, and then the third party will have the EFT.
But what she's saying is,
okay, I can understand that for being payroll. Okay, what about the member's $400 board member check? Any other fines or whatever you have to pay to say CalPERS or whatever? There's stuff in there that doesn't show up.
Okay, I can follow up with Stephanie. She's the one that does that part. And get back to you if you want to send me an email requesting that. I can get you that information.
Okay. Well,
she wants to see it all. Because
if that ever comes by, then I can look at that.
She wants to see it as part of these reports, because what she's saying is that this doesn't show, you know, how you have the check detail that shows all the money going out in checks. It doesn't show any money going out that's being electronically transferred. Like, for example, the ADT. We don't cut a check to ADT. Somehow that's electronically done, that isn't seen anywhere. That's what she's saying.
That's true, and none of that is done through Tyler. So that is a separate entity that's paying those.
But somewhere you've got a...
We do have a record of it.
...direction them to pay, so that direction would be detailed, and management would approve that. So I think we want it, and if that's not in Tyler, I think this... Cherie wants to see what that detail is.
Yeah, so I could just pull up the journal entries that are done to the general ledger.
We'd be happy to add that. We'd be happy to add that for future reference. If you'd like to see it for this report, then we could add it, and you could request it, and we could send it to you directly.
Well, just say the next at the next meeting, add it to the packet. But at the end of the money is coming out of El Dorado Savings, is that correct? When you do an EFT?
It's coming out of the checking. But yes, essentially, when we do payroll, I move the money from the savings to the checking in the exact amount that's being drafted.
Okay, so if you look at the bottom where the check report is, it has a space for EFT out of the El Dorado Savings, but for some reason, there's nothing showing up there.
Let me try this.
You look at the very end of the... Right? It shows regular checks, and then there's manual checks, voided checks, bank drafts, and EFTs. And nothing shows in the EFT. space.
That's because this
this
particular report is pulling information that has been disseminated from Tyler. We do not process EFTs through the Tyler system. So there's never going to be anything there. We'd have to add an additional report that's done through our ADP system through the payroll, which the board members are paid their stipends through the ADP payroll system.
Right, and there's more than just salaries. There's other stuff, I believe. Isn't there anything else at the EFTs?
We would be happy to it's a whole additional report that we would be happy to include in this report in the future, and you'll be able to see all of the electronic transfers.
Let me pull this back in because I think there's an understanding of the issue, and it's a good one. I think you can take it offline to work out the details, and I think you understand what the request was
for
future meetings. Mm-hmm. So, very good. Okay. Thank you.
And my other question is, when is Socrata actually going to be on the website, since Adam mentioned at the last meeting that it was closed?
As far as I understand, it is very close, and I would give you, if you could give me a little bit of grace, as I've been here for 2 weeks now, to fully understand and verify that before it gets posted. But I can assure you that it will be posted very, very soon.
Okay, we've only been waiting 3 years, but okay.
All right.
No, we've been promised it for a long. All right, thank you.
Any other public comments? Hearing none, there is a B item to the financial reports, which are the balance sheets, and I think I heard you say you had some additional detail on those. Those are the blue-headed sheets, is that right?
Not necessarily.
If you had any questions, I think at this time maybe we could take any questions.
Unless you had questions in regards to a particular line, it's 29 pages. So.
Okay, so let me just open it up in case there was somebody that had any comments specific to the B item of number 7 that didn't already get them out. Sounds like maybe we addressed it all kind of together.
As one, yeah.
I've got a question.
Sir.
Jessica, on the balance sheet, in my own analysis here, I'm noting that there's been no movement in a couple of accounts that I wanted to ask you about. There's been no movement since, you know, at least May, for construction in progress. No movement in assessments receivable.
Can you give me page numbers?
I'll give you an account number.
Oh, perfect.
CIP is 40s, then 11110.
Call may be recorded. To get started.
And then assessment receivable is 40s and a 10213.
Okay, what's the first subheading?
My question is, if there's no movement in those accounts, how do you track where you are on construction projects?
I think you have to give her the department number. We're missing one set of numbers.
It's at the end.
I didn't log it that way.
Let me see.
It's usually at the very end.
And then bonds payable, too.
Yeah, it's the same for every fund. So I'm just looking. It's at the end.
And what was the other one you had a question
about? The only reason I bring it up is my common sense suggests that there should be movement.
If you could copy the account number over, the first set of numbers is like the
department.
Yeah, so that would be the helpful part.
That's the fund.
She can find it.
That's the fund. So 100 is water. I'm just going through it. They're usually at the very end. Pilot Hill. Good cash.
You can keep that schedule. And you can do that later.
Can we just mark it and answer it later?
Yeah.
Okay. So within the Tyler system, we do have a project database where all, once this, all the CIP projects are in there, if we have different projects underneath those large umbrella projects, then we have been logging all of those, anything that comes in, the receipts that come in that have been paid, the invoices, all that gets logged under those specific projects. And then it's taking the pennies off, you know, the top, this is what's been budgeted for this. And we're doing that also with the mosquito fire, so that we know exactly when we are asking for grants or asking for relief money, that everything that has been done, even man hours and salaries, have been dedicated to that project. So
it seems to me you would be tracking all of that activity in the CIP account, and
yeah,
then when the thing is done, then you take it out and put it in the permanent asset account. But again, over the last 4 months, there's been no movement in the CIP account.
Well, this isn't going to show anything prior to July 1st, because this is the new...
There's no movement in July and August.
There should be some movement in the meters, at least.
Yeah, Ferguson. That would be under the Water Smart.
Again, I'm sure that'll require some more detail.
We can
I'm kind of on the spot right here.
To the whole committee.
Without having Tyler to click around it and figure out why things aren't connecting, I'm just looking at a spreadsheet.
I don't need an instant response.
Okay. Well, like I said, send me all of those questions in an email, and I can get those answered.
All right.
Any other committee comments on 7B or questions? Okay. Any other public comments on 7B? Balance sheet? I do see Cherie's hand up, but I'm going to take it, unless we hear from you here, Cherie, that
it's stuck.
That you did already make that comment and your hand is stuck. All right. Moving on to old business, we have none to discuss. Item number 9 is new business, committee vacancies. I will draw everyone's attention to that part of the packet that does have a flyer for new vacancies at the back of this packet. Nick, would you like to discuss the efforts for filling vacancies on the committees? I think this one and maybe the irrigation committee.
Yeah, so we are putting out several press releases to encourage members of the public to join the finance committee. Currently, we have 5 members. It is a 7-member committee. So we do have 2 potential vacancies to fill. Currently, we are anticipating reviewing the resumes that are submitted on November 16th. It'll be after the November board meeting. Just for reference, the November board meeting has been moved to the 15th due to the election. So there will be ample opportunity for the public to submit their resumes. We do prefer some financial experience, but do not require you to be an accountant or anything of that level. But, you know, anybody in the public that would like to come in and become part of the committee and provide some public service, I think we would welcome that.
Outstanding. I was going to, I'll suggest, I think we had an informal conversation earlier, but if we are having trouble filling those vacancies, and if, you know, for the sake of folks who take out time to come listen in on these, consider maybe putting the 2 committees back to back so that folks are congregated. You may be able to then have some crossover, at least standby, if you need to make a quorum between the 2 committees. Just a suggestion.
And we would be, we'll take that suggestion under advisement. We will see if there are anybody on the irrigation committee currently that would be willing and able to have that crossover. And we will also see the logistics of having those meetings on the same day.
Did I see a hand?
No, it's clearing my throat.
Okay.
Just a comment. I know that I got information about this through the flyer that came with the bill, so I'm sure that that's going to be included as far as the announcement.
Yeah, I think we can send that with the bill. We have put it in the Georgetown Gazette and I believe the Mountain Democrat as well to have a press release so that it will run several times, I believe weekly or bi-weekly until that November 16th deadline.
It's also going to be included in the newsletter.
Any public comments about the vacancies? You put your hand up, you're liable to wind up on a committee, so be careful commenting on this one.
Anyone with their hand up is on a committee.
Yeah. All right. Seeing no comments, we'll move on to number 10, agenda items for next Finance Committee meeting.
Excuse me if I may interrupt.
Absolutely.
Certainly.
I received a communication from committee member Marilyn, and she sends her apologies. She fully intended to come, but is not feeling well and was unable to make it.
All right. Hope she's feeling better. Any items we want to discuss to put on the next agenda meeting?
I'd like to see if we can get an update on the audit.
Okay. Audit update, is that something we can put on?
So our audit is scheduled for October, is that right?
The external audit is happening, is beginning now. They're reviewing, the Mays and Associates external auditors are working with our current former auditors who are our accountants, CPAs now, and working up a plan to move forward. So we're still working on the year-end checklist that we have, that of all of the things that we have to get in place so that they can do their year-end close, and then the auditors will take over, and that's going to happen late October.
Okay, so by next meeting, you should be able to tell us that things are going fine, you're making progress, there are no issues, they're thinking about proposing some entries and whatnot. Those are the kind of things I'd like to hear about.
We will give a preliminary update at the October Finance Committee meeting, and then likely a final answer to the audit at the November meeting.
Okay.
With November, I got to see what timing and dates, because with Thanksgiving, we may have to move that meeting.
I don't think that in our remit, I don't think that there's any expectation that we're involved hands-on in that audit.
Mm-mm.
Am I right?
No, you will be given an informational piece, and you can make comments on the informational piece,
okay.
But you are not hands-on in the audit process.
That's right.
Any other? Yes.
I just wanted to say that we're still in a rising interest rate environment, and we are gaining more interest on our money invested with Leif. It's not equivalent to what the advisor that we got the RFP out for that would, you know, ultimately be investing in, but we are currently gaining more money on our current investments short term. It's day to day. We have another Federal Reserve meeting in about 5 weeks, and it's anticipated that we get yet another interest rate increase. And I'm currently, like the investment advisor would probably do, is keep rolling these short-term CDs, because you don't want to lock them in a rising environment. So personally, I just purchased some CDs just a month out in time for the next Federal Reserve Open Market Committee meeting. And then if they raised rates again, then you could continue to ladder them out until a point where they stop or reverse, and then you lock in the longer term CDs, and that would give us a chance to forecast, lock them in. As the short term rates go down, they'd be locked in. We'd be able to preserve that income stream for several months to years, and then we'd be able to put that into the budget and ensure that income for that amount of time. So thank you for getting on top of this and staying with it.
It is top priority is the fire. Second priority right now is to work on the investment policy.
Thank you.
So for next committee meetings, if there are any, if there's more to report on the fire impacts financially and the investment progress, those would be good things to put on as soon as there's something to report.
I would say by next meeting we're going to have a general idea of impacts from the fire. This is going to be a 1 to potentially 5 year situation. So
But especially relating to FEMA at the time.
Yeah, FEMA's a tough bird. So, yeah, especially with the hurricane that's happening in Florida currently, that's going to, not to say we're not going to take top priority, but there's going to be a little bit more immediate mobilization to Florida. So that's going to definitely be affecting our response, but we will have a report for the committee in the next meeting.
Very well. The final item, the next meeting date, planned for October 27th. I did check my calendar. I put it on. It's open. I'll poll the other two board members here. If anybody's had a chance to check your calendar, just to make sure we don't already know that there's folks that can't make it. Otherwise, that's our regularly scheduled meeting. We're good.
I'm sorry, what date?
It's the 27th of October.
Yep, fine.
Very good. So initially looks good. Sounds like we have a quorum already, and hopefully even more. With that, unless there's anything I'm not thinking of, I think we're prepared to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.
Hit the road, Nick.
I gotta say, these meetings are getting better and better, more professional. I'm impressed.
Good to have you here in person.
Yeah, see what happens when you come to
Sears. Yeah.
Nice. It's because you're here.
They're always like that. You just don't see it.
Well,
do you feel better that you got the gavel meeting?